The World Cup Championship will be crowned this week, and you can trade the tourney through the finals on Kalshi, America's number one prediction market platform. Right now, Spain is trading at 58% to beat Argentina, meaning 100 trade pays out 166 if they win. On Kalshi, you're trading against other people in a live market. No house, no odds makers. For a limited time, download the Kalshi app and use code DEFEND to get $10 when you trade $10. K-A-L-S-H-I. Kalshi. Trade the beautiful game. 18 plus only. Restrictions and eligibility requirements apply. Event contract trading involves risk and may not be suitable for all investors. Kalshi products are not available in all jurisdictions. Prices, values, and available markets may differ from those mentioned. For more information, see kalshi.com/regulatory.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
The World Cup Championship will be crowned this week, and you can trade the tourney through the finals on Kalshi, America's number one prediction market platform. Right now, Spain is trading at 58% to beat Argentina, meaning 100 trade pays out 166 if they win. On Kalshi, you're trading against other people in a live market. No house, no odds makers. For a limited time, download the Kalshi app and use code DEFEND to get $10 when you trade $10. K-A-L-S-H-I. Kalshi. Trade the beautiful game. 18 plus only. Restrictions and eligibility requirements apply. Event contract trading involves risk and may not be suitable for all investors. Kalshi products are not available in all jurisdictions. Prices, values, and available markets may differ from those mentioned. For more information, see kalshi.com/regulatory.
Bubba Wallace here from 2311 Racing. You know what's slower than a pace car? Waiting at the car wash. That's when I fire up Chumba Casino. It turns those slow minutes into fast fun. With new games every week, you'll never get bored. Next time you're stuck in the slow lane, speed up with Chumba. Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Today on Real Ghost Stories Online, her mother woke up to find a woman standing in the bedroom. Her sister had strangers appear with messages from the dead. After years of experiences, one question keeps coming back. Why?
This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
Thank you for listening. We really appreciate it. So share your ghost stories with us. That's what we do around here. And then we share them with everybody else. You can call it in at 855-853-4802. Write it down at realghoststoriesonline.com. And remember, you can become a premium subscriber anytime you want. No commercials, advanced episodes, access to the archive. Sign up through Apple Podcasts or patreon.com/realghoststories. I'm Carol Hughes and Kathy Gordon is here today.
I am. You know, I had an odd experience.
Okay.
When my son and his wife went to the hospital to have the new baby, I was at the house alone with my granddaughter, who's about 18 months. And one night, that first night after the baby was born, they stayed in the hospital. And I woke up. Now, my bedroom is just pretty close to my granddaughter's bedroom at that house. And I woke up and I kind of sat up and looked around. I felt like somebody, my first thought was, is somebody in the house?
Oh, that's a horrible feeling.
It was weird. Like, and there wasn't necessarily a sound that made me think that. But then I was like, and then Charlie, that's my granddaughter, she starts crying about then. And the dogs, their big dog is just kind of over cowering, right? He comes into my bedroom and he's cowering over by the bed. My dog is growling, looking around. The dogs are acting funny. Charlie's acting funny. And so I'm trying to figure out, like, what's going on. Well, before I had gone to
bed. Which is scary because you would think intruder, right?
Right. And I did. I get up. I look all over the house. But before I'd gone to bed, I had decorated the living room, the little dining area, really, for their welcome home. So I put up this stuff that drapes around the room and big, you know, like balloons and all this stuff. And, you know, it was real cute. And then I had this centerpiece. And in the centerpiece, I'd taken my granddaughter and I'd had her write on a card. I helped hold her hand and write something, you know, it was real cute. And then I had a card for the baby and I put them in this centerpiece. So they're in the middle of a centerpiece in the table and, you know, whatever. So I get up and I'm walking around the house looking and I can't find anything. And I don't notice that the outdoor lights are on. They have outdoor lights that come on. And if there's animals or critters, it'll set them off. So I'm like, I don't know. I don't see anything. I'm walking back through the house to go back to the bedrooms. And I look over and that table that I had set all up, I had the two cards that we made for them in the centerpiece. And both of those cards are out of the centerpiece, laying about a foot in front of the centerpiece on the table, right aligned next to each other, face down.
How does that happen?
I have no idea. Because they're in perfect alignment. It's not like one fell and the other one fell over here or something. They went in front of it, landed perfectly in alignment next to each other. It was like somebody lined them up and they were face down.
So what do you think? Do you think it was an intruder? Or do
it was something weird. Something went through there. I could feel it. It woke me up.
Well, the dogs felt it. And that's a whole weird thing. Like
the baby was crying. You know, I was like, what is going on? And I was proud of myself for being so brave and just looking all over the house to see if anything was amiss.
But you don't have a choice.
No,
you know,
you don't.
You've got an 18-month-old kid in the other room. You got to make sure you're safe.
But it's weird. The dogs were acting so weird. It wasn't like a person where I think my dog, especially my dog, well, I think both of the dogs would have lost it. But they were both, like, especially the big dog. They have a really good-sized dog. And she was just, like, cowering. And she doesn't. Like, she barks if, you know, the UPS man comes up or something.
And this was my dog your house. Crazy. This wasn't this was your like, house. This was your son's house.
Yeah, it was my son's house. And it was about 3 in the morning.
Oh, I hate that so much.
It was very weird. And like I said, the only thing I saw that was out of alignment were those two cards. And I was like, how did those two cards pick up out of that?
Maybe could fall out. Maybe.
Maybe both of them could fall out. But for them to fall out together, right in alignment next to each other, face down, was not really a thing.
And if they're going to fall out, they would have fallen out to the sides.
It's so weird. Yeah. Anyway, there you have it. That was my story.
And you've been spending a lot. I mean, you have spent a lot of time in that house. You lived there for several months. Mm-hmm. And especially now that the new baby's here, you're spending a lot of time there.
Mm-hmm.
Any other stuff? Just that?
Yeah, I think really it's just been that. Most of the time it's utter chaos between everything going on.
That's true. And then when you go to bed, I'm so tired.
But it was weird because something woke me up, but I don't know what. I can't say I heard anything. I can't say, you know, I've got bears in my neighborhood. Maybe there was a bear. But I think the lights would have turned on outside. You know, how the lights all kick on when they sense something out there. And there wasn't any of that going on. So I don't know. It was weird. I had a weird feeling.
It's really weird.
Everybody felt weird. Yeah, it was all of us at the same time.
And then did Charlotte stay awake for quite a while?
It took me quite a while to put her back down again. But I will keep you posted.
Okay, please do. Okay. Well, let's go to our first caller of the day.
So I thought I'd call back and maybe tell you some more stories. Thinking about them now, I think that they might actually explain, in a sense, what's been going on with me. My mom and my sister have both had, I don't know if I would call them visions, as opposed to, I think they're more so visitations. My mom woke up in the middle of the night, this was maybe 2-3 years ago, and there was a woman in her closet, and her first thought, of course, was, oh my gosh, somebody's broken in. So she's sitting up in bed, and she looks at the woman, and she's dressed in a sari, like in East Indian tradition. She's dressed in this beautiful, I think she called it like a melon, like a cantaloupe orange sari. It's just, you know, bejeweled. It's got sequins. Very beautiful. She's looking at this woman, and she's thinking, why would somebody break into my house in a sari in the first place? And, you know, up in here in Calgary, we're pretty safe. We don't have a huge, you know, population of East Indian women who break into homes. So my mom kind of just asked her. She thought, oh, maybe she's lost. Maybe the door was open and she wandered in here. So my mom asked her, do you need help? And the woman turned around, and she could see that she was East Indian descent, a gorgeous, beautiful woman. And the woman simply smiled at her, and then my mom blinked, and she disappeared. My mom swore that she wasn't asleep. She remembers sitting up and actually asking the woman if she needed help. My sister has had a few visitations as well, but they are in the physical plane. I feel mine are more in the mental plane. My sister used to live alone in kind of a sketchy neighborhood, but it was a very safe apartment building, and she always made sure that her door was locked when she went to bed at night. One night, she was sleeping, and she woke up. She didn't know why, and so she's on her phone, and she's looking at stuff in her bed, trying to go back to sleep, and she hears her front door open and shut. And then she hears footsteps go to her kitchen, open the fridge door, shuffle around in it. She physically heard, you know, when you open the fridge and you're going through it and, you know, the bottles are clanging together and, you know, you can hear somebody's in the fridge. Then she hears the fridge door shut and footsteps, hurried footsteps running towards her bedroom. And this man appears in her doorway. This big hulking man appears in her doorway. She is pinching herself, looking at her phone, looking at the time. It was about, I think she said it was about, you know, after about 2:30. He looks at her and he just goes, help me. And so she's ready to throw anything at him. So she picks up her bedside lamp, gets out of bed. The man turns, runs down the hall, and she hears the front door open and then slam shut. So she's just shaking. So she said that she had 911 already on her cell phone. She gets the lamp, sets it down, goes out into the hallway. The fridge is closed. Everything's pitch black. She checks her front door and the deadbolt is locked. So unless it was somebody who had a key, which at that point was just myself, my parents, and her, and locked the door after they ran out, it's very strange. She also said that the man was blacker than black. He was like the lighting. It was pitch black in her apartment, but this man, she could actually see the outline. And she said he filled the doorway. Didn't have any facial features, but she knew it was a man, and just intuitively. She also had in that same apartment, so I don't know maybe if it was the physical, the apartment that was kind of the conduit, a man came and I believe he sat on the end of her bed. This was quite a few years ago as well. Basically told her, can you just tell Tara that I'm okay? Uncle Jim is okay. And my sister didn't know what to do because the way she described him was that he was physically there. Like, he looked like a solid human being. And all she said to him was, okay, and he left. And then the next day, she's in school, and she's still kind of, this isn't really sitting well with her. She's feeling kind of anxious about what had happened to her the night before with this Jim guy, this Uncle Jim. And we didn't have an Uncle Jim. We don't know anybody named Tara. So Brenna, my sister, is in class, and she's sitting at the back, and this girl looks at her and says, "Hey, like, can I get your notes from last class? I wasn't here." And my sister goes, "Yeah, no problem. By the way, I'm Brenna." And this girl goes, "Oh, I'm Tara." And my sister said something just clicked in her head. And she was like, "Did you have an Uncle Jim?" And this Tara, her eyes just well up with tears. So my sister says, "Okay, let's head out of here. We can say that we're going to the bathroom and just chat in the hall." And Tara had told her that her Uncle Jim had recently passed in a car accident. They were very, very close. He was like a father to her. And my sister said, "Well, I'm pretty sure that he came to me last night and he told me to tell Tara that I'm okay." And of course, this is very emotional for Tara and my sister. It's kind of, I guess, the confirmation as well. So that's that's kind of the stories. I guess they're still pretty positive. The only negativity would be that they were a little bit scary, a little bit startling. For my mom and my sister. So I think I'm going to leave it at that again. I'm really interested to hear what you guys think about this, just to see maybe it's a family thing. So thanks again. Love you guys so much. And we'll talk again soon. Bye-bye.
I think there was an understatement at the end there when she goes, "They were a little bit scary." Like, the mom saw a woman in her closet. Her sister saw the man, you know, ready. She picked up a lamp. She grabbed something for protection. She had 911 dialed.
You know, I could. Okay. One of the interesting things to me about these sorts of stories is how specific the details are in them. And that, you know, I don't want to encourage people just to write in, you know, make up stories or something, but oftentimes it's these kind of odd details that really stand out when something happens. And you go, well, that, you know, like this woman who's in the closet, you know, what she's wearing, what she looks like, and that it even crosses the mom's mind that she doesn't strike her as someone who would break into people's houses, you know?
Well, and I thought, is curious.
Yeah, well, this just does not seem like someone.
She's
and then, you know, that, well, maybe there's something wrong with her, like she's, you know, mentally ill or something, or she's got dementia and she's lost her way. So the mom's like, "Can I help you?" Now, this is how real she is. The mom is saying, "Can I help you?" And the woman just kind of smiles at her and disappears. Well, see, that all comes together to me to be a very powerful story. Like, I just feel like that is not something you would make up if you just wanted to throw a crazy story out there. You know, this is like, yeah, I could see that. You know, that's, yeah, those are weird details. Now, I really wanted, no, I didn't want it, but I really felt like the second story with this, the second story, which was the sister's first story, at the apartment complex, I really felt like I was going to be able to say, I think it's a real guy. I think he was one of those situations where she said it was an apartment complex. I have had a specific friend that actually was very drunk one night and went into what she thought was, you know, her apartment or whatever. And it wasn't, it was somebody else's, and it was this whole big story. And it was actually quite an amusing story at the end of the day. But, you know, you could have said he was drunk, he stumbled into the house, he gets goes into the fridge, and you go, well, he's rummaging around the fridge, realizing it's not his fridge. And then he's panicked and he says, "I need help," you know, or whatever. And I really wanted to say, yeah, that's it. But then you go, okay, he deadbolted out of there. Could it have been the apartment manager coming in or something? I don't see that. There's zero reason for that to happen, you know, to just walk into somebody's apartment and act like that. I don't know. What do you think?
That one absolutely could have been a man walking in there. I don't know.
Yeah,
but when you combine it with the other story.
Now, the next story to me, though, was maybe the one that kind of went, well, maybe then the man, the first story was something different, too. Because the thing about tell Tara Uncle Jim is fine. I'm okay. And then she meets Tara. And I thought, wow, that really is quite a story. And we have had those stories where a spirit reaches out to someone who is seemingly totally disrelated to, does not know the people at all. And then I love in this one, it was that he knew that she was going to meet her the next day.
Mm-hmm. So that's why I think that other story, you know, because maybe you've, I don't know, you know, the lock thing, I can't explain that part.
Yeah, I can't explain that.
But, you know, maybe that, I don't know. I don't know. Maybe he opened the door, shut it, locked it, and then went out a window. I don't know. But she definitely has these abilities, and the mom does. But now the girl who called in, she didn't say anything that she's had abilities like that. But man, those two.
Well, she said not physical, but more mental. So I think she has some stories that maybe, I don't know if she's heard things, seen, you know what I mean? I'm not sure what she meant by that exactly. But, you know, the other two have had sort of concrete ones. Definitely the Uncle Jim story is definitely, we chalked that one up. Like you said, the guy, I mean, I literally have known somebody that went, thought it was their apartment, and it wasn't. You know, you could have a manager that would have a key, or a maintenance guy that might be able to have access to keys. There are other people that would have keys in an apartment situation.
And it could have just been a dead person.
And it could have been a dead person. You're
she
absolutely
sees
right.
Dead people.
It could have been that too. Yes.
You know, so,
she did say it was darker than dark, you know.
Yeah.
She
sees dead people.
Yeah.
I wonder at some point if, like, you know, mom's still seeing dead people too, because I'm going to guess that wasn't an Indian woman who came in a sari and.
I wouldn't think it's a
woman.
One-off. Like, I'm thinking you see one, you know.
Yeah.
Woman.
I would
probably
imagine.
Gonna see, yeah.
I would imagine they've both seen quite a few things over the years. And if you're at the grocery store, you might not even realize it, but you're
home
in bed. And now we're recording this at night. It's after 10 p.m. my time. And I'm going to have to go to bed and think about a woman coming out of my closet. So that means I'm going to have to stay up for a while.
You're going to have to watch House Hunters.
International, whatever's on in House Hunters, you can't start watching it without finishing
it. Or the lottery show or whatever, where they buy a new house. I just think that they are seeing dead people. I think so.
And I think that last story, though, about the uncle was actually quite profound, because there was no reason why she should have gotten that message. And then the next day Tara? And then to know that she just lost her uncle, that's pretty awesome.
Mm,
but that's a lot to deal with, isn't it?
That is.
Because she would have been young at the time telling her that.
Yeah.
Oh, that's touching. Mm. So share those stories with us, because we will share them with everybody else. You can call it in at 855-853-4802. Write it down at realghoststoriesonline.com. Subscribe wherever you're listening to. That would be great. Become a premium subscriber if you want. No commercials, advanced episodes, and access to the archive. Do that through Apple Podcasts or patreon.com/realghoststories. For all of us here at Real Ghost Stories Online, thank you so much for listening.
The World Cup Championship will be crowned this week, and you can trade the tourney through the finals on Kalshi, America's number one prediction market platform. Right now, Spain is trading at 58% to beat Argentina, meaning 100 trade pays out 166 if they win. On Kalshi, you're trading against other people in a live market. No house, no odds makers. For a limited time, download the Kalshi app and use code DEFEND to get $10 when you trade $10. K-A-L-S-H-I. Kalshi. Trade the beautiful game. 18 plus only. Restrictions and eligibility requirements apply. Event contract trading involves risk and may not be suitable for all investors. Kalshi products are not available in all jurisdictions. Prices, values, and available markets may differ from those mentioned. For more information, see kalshi.com/regulatory.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
The World Cup Championship will be crowned this week, and you can trade the tourney through the finals on Kalshi, America's number one prediction market platform. Right now, Spain is trading at 58% to beat Argentina, meaning 100 trade pays out 166 if they win. On Kalshi, you're trading against other people in a live market. No house, no odds makers. For a limited time, download the Kalshi app and use code DEFEND to get $10 when you trade $10. K-A-L-S-H-I. Kalshi. Trade the beautiful game. 18 plus only. Restrictions and eligibility requirements apply. Event contract trading involves risk and may not be suitable for all investors. Kalshi products are not available in all jurisdictions. Prices, values, and available markets may differ from those mentioned. For more information, see kalshi.com/regulatory.
Here's what happened when one journalist reported on DEI programs.
I decided to just focus on the University of Michigan. I obtained internal documents that showed that the school had spent about $250 million on DEI programs. I spent 2 weeks in Ann Arbor talking to everybody I could find. The unintended consequences of these programs, they had sort of left everybody dissatisfied. And this expensive machinery the school had built just imploded. If you're a journalist, you are not on anyone's team. All you're trying to do is figure out as many of the facts as you can gather. The facts are going to guide you to where the story lands. You're not taking sides. I'm Nick Confessori. I'm an investigations reporter for the New York Times.
Journalists like Nick follow the facts wherever they lead. They go where news breaks, get answers firsthand, and publish what they find. That's fact-based reporting. Seek it out if you don't already.
The World Cup Championship will be crowned this week, and you can trade the tourney through the finals on Kalshi, America's number one prediction market platform. Right now, Spain is trading at 58% to beat Argentina, meaning 100 trade pays out 166 if they win. On Kalshi, you're trading against other people in a live market. No house, no odds makers. For a limited time, download the Kalshi app and use code DEFEND to get $10 when you trade $10. K-A-L-S-H-I. Kalshi. Trade the beautiful game. 18 plus only. Restrictions and eligibility requirements apply. Event contract trading involves risk and may not be suitable for all investors. Kalshi products are not available in all jurisdictions. Prices, values, and available markets may differ from those mentioned. For more information, see kalshi.com/regulatory.
Hey guys, it's Ryan. I want to tell you about my new pastime, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has been around for over a decade, delivering the most fun you can have online. Play social casino style games for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
The World Cup Championship will be crowned this week, and you can trade the tourney through the finals on Kalshi, America's number one prediction market platform. Right now, Spain is trading at 58% to beat Argentina, meaning 100 trade pays out 166 if they win. On Kalshi, you're trading against other people in a live market. No house, no odds makers. For a limited time, download the Kalshi app and use code DEFEND to get $10 when you trade $10. K-A-L-S-H-I. Kalshi. Trade the beautiful game. 18 plus only. Restrictions and eligibility requirements apply. Event contract trading involves risk and may not be suitable for all investors. Kalshi products are not available in all jurisdictions. Prices, values, and available markets may differ from those mentioned. For more information, see kalshi.com/regulatory.
Hey guys, it's Ryan. I want to tell you about my new pastime, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has been around for over a decade, delivering the most fun you can have online. Play social casino style games for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
The World Cup Championship will be crowned this week, and you can trade the tourney through the finals on Kalshi, America's number one prediction market platform. Right now, Spain is trading at 58% to beat Argentina, meaning 100 trade pays out 166 if they win. On Kalshi, you're trading against other people in a live market. No house, no odds makers. For a limited time, download the Kalshi app and use code DEFEND to get $10 when you trade $10. Kalshi. Kalshi. Trade the beautiful game. 18 plus only. Restrictions and eligibility requirements apply. Event contract trading involves risk and may not be suitable for all investors. Kalshi products are not available in all jurisdictions. Prices, values, and available markets may differ from those mentioned. For more information, see kalshi.com/regulatory.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
The World Cup Championship will be crowned this week, and you can trade the tourney through the finals on Kalshi, America's number one prediction market platform. Right now, Spain is trading at 58% to beat Argentina, meaning 100 trade pays out 166 if they win. On Kalshi, you're trading against other people in a live market. No house, no odds makers. For a limited time, download the Kalshi app and use code DEFEND to get $10 when you trade $10. Kalshi. Kalshi. Trade the beautiful game. 18 plus only. Restrictions and eligibility requirements apply. Event contract trading involves risk and may not be suitable for all investors. Kalshi products are not available in all jurisdictions. Prices, values, and available markets may differ from those mentioned. For more information, see kalshi.com/regulatory.
Hey, it is Ryan Seacrest here. Want to bring a little Hollywood excitement to your day? Take a few spins with Chumba Casino's brand new game, Ryan Seacrest's 10K Ways. It's free and features 10,000 ways to play, giving you nonstop action, including thrilling bonus respins and cascading reels. Every spin brings something new, so step into the spotlight, enjoy the excitement, and play today at ChumbaCasino.com.
Ch-ch-ch-ch-chumba. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
The World Cup Championship will be crowned this week, and you can trade the tourney through the finals on Kalshi, America's number one prediction market platform. Right now, Spain is trading at 58% to beat Argentina, meaning 100 trade pays out 166 if they win. On Kalshi, you're trading against other people in a live market. No house, no odds makers. For a limited time, download the Kalshi app and use code DEFEND to get $10 when you trade $10. Kalshi. Kalshi. Trade the beautiful game. 18 plus only. Restrictions and eligibility requirements apply. Event contract trading involves risk and may not be suitable for all investors. Kalshi products are not available in all jurisdictions. Prices, values, and available markets may differ from those mentioned. For more information, see kalshi.com/regulatory.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
The World Cup Championship will be crowned this week, and you can trade the tourney through the finals on Kalshi, America's number one prediction market platform. Right now, Spain is trading at 58% to beat Argentina, meaning 100 trade pays out 166 if they win. On Kalshi, you're trading against other people in a live market. No house, no odds makers. For a limited time, download the Kalshi app and use code DEFEND to get $10 when you trade $10. Kalshi. Kalshi. Trade the beautiful game. 18 plus only. Restrictions and eligibility requirements apply. Event contract trading involves risk and may not be suitable for all investors. Kalshi products are not available in all jurisdictions. Prices, values, and available markets may differ from those mentioned. For more information, see kalshi.com/regulatory.
It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
The World Cup Championship will be crowned this week, and you can trade the tourney through the finals on Kalshi, America's number one prediction market platform. Right now, Spain is trading at 58% to beat Argentina, meaning 100 trade pays out 166 if they win. On Kalshi, you're trading against other people in a live market. No house, no odds makers. For a limited time, download the Kalshi app and use code DEFEND to get $10 when you trade $10. K-A-L-S-H-I. Kalshi. Trade the beautiful game. 18 plus only. Restrictions and eligibility requirements apply. Event contract trading involves risk and may not be suitable for all investors. Kalshi products are not available in all jurisdictions. Prices, values, and available markets may differ from those mentioned. For more information, see kalshi.com/regulatory.
Hey, it's Bubba Wallace from 2311 Racing. You know what it feels like forever? Sitting on a plane waiting for takeoff. Good thing I've got Chumba Casino. With daily boosts and social casino games on tap, this is the kind of fun that makes time fly. Why not turbocharge your downtime? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.